We're back on the local beat with O'Brien. It's brought to you, as always, by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to deliver us that local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, good sir?
Okay, thanks, Rocco.
Great, Dave. I want to start with a story that you wrote, actually, earlier in this week's Chronicle-Telegram, and I thought this was fitting because just this past weekend, actually, in Elyria, there was the third annual A21 Walk for Freedom. Again, it was just this past weekend, I believe, in Elyria, supporters kind of walking around downtown in support of looking to end human trafficking, and you wrote this story, Dave, about Lorain County Sheriff Phil Stamitti, who's been in the news, obviously not announcing that he'll be running again once this current term of his ends, but again, Sheriff Phil Stamitti making a couple of promotions and a couple of assignments as well, also kind of in that human trafficking realm. So what was the latest here, Dave?
Yeah, so the latest on this is that there is a there's a new four-county task force to combat human trafficking and drug trafficking in Huron, Erie, Ashland, and Lorain County. It's called the HEAL, H-E-A-L, Human Trafficking Task Force. Sheriff Phil Stamitti has chosen one of his majors, Donald Barker, former head of the Lorain County Drug Task Force, to run that human trafficking task force, which is sort of organized under the Ohio Organized Crime Investigations Commission, which itself is part of the Attorney General's office. So that's going to investigate human trafficking, drug trafficking, corruption, money laundering, all sorts of things that are related to human trafficking. You know, oftentimes we've called it, it's been called in the past, prostitution. Sort of the vocabulary guidelines in the recent past have led a lot of people to call it, to not put that stigma on it because we don't know the reasons why, women and men go into sex work. But it has come to be known as sex work, and sometimes prostitution is now, which is the official name of the actual crime itself, prostitution. But it has come to be known as either forced sex work or illegal or illicit sex work. So there's vocabulary stuff going on in there. I don't want to get too deep into the weeds on that, but they're going to be looking at all sorts of those crimes that are related to related to human trafficking, and we've had a number of criminal charges filed against human traffickers in the county in the recent past, and I sat in on a trial that was exactly that some months ago, which resulted in a lengthy prison term. So ramping up the human trafficking task force, working with a number of counties, will be with Major Barker, and then also newly promoted Major Richard Bosley, former Avon police chief, who has been with the sheriff's office since at least, I believe it was late 2021, I believe October of 2021. He's a Marine Corps veteran, again, former Avon police chief. He's served with the Grafton, Elyria, and Avon police departments. He will be overseeing the Lorain County Drug Task Force. So he will be doing a number of, he'll be the commander there and determining, where and who to go after when it comes to drug trafficking in the county, overseeing that office as well. And then, on down the line, another promotion, Lieutenant Robert Van Zandt promoted to captain. He will take over as what's called the law enforcement director of the sheriff's office, and his oversight will be of the road patrol, court security unit, those deputies who were at the courthouse, the civil division, which hands out summonses and warrants and also issues civil summonses, things like that. The detective bureau, which he just was most recently head of, he was the chief of detectives there, and also the sheriff's auxiliary. So Van Zandt's been with the was the head of the detective bureau since 2019. He's a 25-year veteran in the sheriff's office. Started out in corrections there before being promoted to deputy sheriff in 2005. So he will be at the head of the sort of the law enforcement director, the law enforcement division of the sheriff's office. Barker and Bosley will report directly to Sheriff's Committee and Van Zandt, and as long with Captain Daniel Ashdown, who is also in the command staff, will report to Bosley. So that was all announced just the other day. Stamitti, again, as you said early on, announced back on September 25th, he will not run for a seventh term as sheriff. And Democrats Rich Resendez and Rick Thomas have both declared to be the possible successors to Stamitti, both of whom have worked for Stamitti in the past. And then also a Republican, Jack Hall, has been campaigning for a rather lengthy amount of time to this point. He doesn't even have to declare yet. He doesn't even have to turn in his petitions yet. But he has stated on the record multiple times and made and had multiple contacts and meetings with folks out in the community, basically saying he wants the sheriff's position. So we'll see what happens. That election happens next year.
Yeah, so certainly something to keep an eye on, whoever becomes that next Lorain County Sheriff. Like you said, Dave, more of a next year topic. But in the now, as you just talked about, Sheriff's Major Donald Barker leading the Lorain County effort to combat drug trafficking is the head of HEAL, the Huron, Erie, Ashland, and Lorain County's Human Trafficking Task Force, according to Sheriff Phil Stamiti, that announcement coming down earlier this week. So great article by you, Dave. Great breakdown, as well as this other story coming from Carissa Wojtak that I wanted to talk with you about. In Marcel Hall in Elyria, there was a load of people rushing around Miss Lori Flanagan as she was doing a coat giveaway in loving memory of somebody very, very dear to her. So what was kind of the breakdown here from Carissa, Dave?
Yeah, Lori Flanagan is the mother of Jordan Flanagan, who was shot and killed at Midview Crossing back in October of 2022 here in Elyria. And sad case. Three people have been charged in connection with his death. But back in June, Lori started raising money, started organizing this event. She sold T-shirts, raised $1,200 in 2 months.
Wow.
Community rallied around, donors pitched in another couple hundred dollars, donated coats, and she estimated she'd collect about 300 coats, sizes children to adult, and passing those out, giving folks haircuts there in Marcel Hall, temporary tattoos, face painting, and just having a good time doing this all in honor of her son, in memory of her son. He was a father to a daughter. He had nieces and nephews, Lori doing this all on behalf of her late son, just to kind of pass along some good in the world. And that was really nice. Carissa Wojtak had a nice little write up about that. And charges still pending against the gentlemen who were accused in Jordan Flanagan's murder. And we'll be following up in court when they come up in court. But Lori Flanagan just putting a little bit of happiness out into the world, doing some good things the resulting aftermath of a bad thing.
I mean, you need that in the face of tragedy, right? You obviously hope something good at the very least comes of that, and that's exactly what happened here with Lori Flanagan, despite the passing of her son. Very, very tragic situation. Obviously, a good cause coming from it with this coat giveaway, and I definitely encourage those to check out Carissa's story. This one was in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. You can check it out in the CT or ChronicleT.com. As again, we're joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram, a part of today's local beat. It's brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Carissa, all your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Yeah, well, still pushing ahead toward the November 7th election.
Yeah.
So you'll see some things ramping up in advance of that. Owen McMillan having some reporting here on the on the continuing controversy in Sheffield Lake involving the mayor's office, the police department, and other things. He's really stayed on top of that, so keep an eye out for that. It's Commissioners Week, so I'll be dealing with Lorain County Commissioners Board meetings, and also Elyria and Lorain City Councils this week. So some leftovers from those meetings from Monday night. All of that at ChronicleT.com in your Chronicle Telegram print edition. Please stop by the newsstands, pick up a copy, or if you're a subscriber, you can just log on to your mobile device, to your computer, and just check it out there.
Look at that. I don't even have to promote it. Dave O'Brien all over the promotion, both with the paper edition, the physical copy, I should say, of the CT, or like you said, go online, chronicleT.com, for that digital e-edition for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues. It's a busy time on the news front right now locally, so make sure you stay in tune with the Chronicle Telegram. All right, Dave, before I let you run, I got to squeeze one more thing out of you, and I think everybody knows what time it is. It's scanner story time. Dave, what do you got?
All right, always happy scanner story time. I got another great one here from again from my. We're going to go out to the Chronicle Telegram Western Bureau out there in fair and beautiful Rocky Mountain territory in Boulder, Colorado. Again from my buddy Mitchell Byers on X, the platform formerly the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. To give that the disclaimer, but Mitchell wrote scanner call back on September 15th. Loud music called in from a neighbor a mile away.
Wow. What kind of speaker system are we working with there, Dave? I mean, that's...
Those are some great speakers. It's like, you know, I know it's kind of wide open spaces out there in Colorado, but a mile away,
wow.
Somebody complained about hearing loud music.
Boy, you know what? There's some college frat houses, I think, that are a little envious of whatever speaker system those folks are working with out there in our Western Bureau in Boulder, Colorado. That's cool. Maybe it was just Vin Diesel and friends from the Fast and Furious cruising and bumping their music a little too loud in the Camaros and all that. I don't know. But wow, a mile away. That's impressive right there. That's some impressive noise making at the very least. So, Dave, entertaining scanner story as always, my friend. And for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today or find that digital e-edition online if you're a subscriber at chronicletea.com. Dave, thank you as always, my friend. Dynamite as you usually are, and we'll catch up some more next week.
Thanks very much, Rocco. I appreciate it.